You're listening to the Weekend Sport Podcast with Jason Pyne from Newstalk ZB.
A bit of a bombshell revelation last night. Sir Russell Coutts, the CEO of Sail GP, said that Christchurch is unlikely to host the event again. He said a lack of flexibility as well as pressure from minority groups had made Lyttelton a non-viable option. Sir Russell said Lyttelton was a fantastic venue and the people of the region had really engaged with the event, but that wasn't quite enough. He said there had been a few entities who had really made life difficult for them and said, unfortunately, we won't be here next year and possibly won't be here ever again. Christchurch listeners, I'm keen to hear from you actually, 0800 80 10 80, if this resonates with you, if what Sir Russell Coutts is saying is something that you nodded your head to when you heard this reported last night or this morning. 0800 80 10 80 if you want to jump aboard and give us your perspective. But let's bring in Christchurch Mayor Phil Major on this. Phil, when did you first hear these comments from Sir Russell and what was your reaction when you did hear them?
I learned about it quarter of an hour before they went up on the news, and I'm actually quite shocked's not in a way, but I'm actually very concerned. We've moved heaven and earth to help Sail GP get here, and we will continue to do that going forward, because as you can see, because you're down there, it is such a fantastic event for the city.
Why do you think Sir Russell has the concerns that he does?
Oh, I think he has a lot of pressure on him to because he's the head man of the whole group. A lot of stuff together right at the last minute, and I'm sure something's popped out of left field and gone under his skin, and he's reacted in the way he has. I'll have a yarn to him over the weekend, and I'm sure there's always a way you can get around a problem.
So, do you want Sail GP to stay in Christchurch?
Oh, absolutely. It's so good. It's good for the whole South Island. It's good for New Zealand, because people from overseas see the spectacle that the cameras show of the whole harbour, and it's good for everyone.
What obstacles then will you need to overcome? Because clearly there's a bit of discussion to be had here, and as you say, you'll have a chat to Sir Russell over the weekend. No doubt you'll bump into one another at Sail GP. But will you seek a more formal meeting to try and iron out some of these problems?
Oh, well, there's always an after-match function, so to speak, to see what we could do better and stuff like that. I understand one of the issues is trying to bring the event forward to suit what Sail GP are doing, and there's a few issues there with the number of cruise ships and stuff that are in. But surely we can work around that. It's only really 3 days disruption to harbour, isn't it? It can't be that hard, surely.
The news story also made mention fairly prominently of the effect on the Hector Dolphins. Can you just give us a look, for those of us who live outside the region, just give us your understanding as to what the impact on them might be and why this also might be a sticking point?
One of the problems is Hector's Dolphins are a protected species, and the little buggers, they like the sound of a boat going past, so they always nosy and they come over and have a look. And that causes not so much of a grief with, say, the Diamond Harbour Ferry just chugging from one side to the other, but you get a Sail GP boat going past at 80 kilometres an hour, things can get a bit messy. So that's why everyone's very concerned that we protect them. And there's a lot of effort gone into the Marine Mammal Plan. It was in its infancy last year. We've tidied it up a lot and made it a lot more sort of user-friendly, for want of a better word. So, you know, every time we have one of these events, it's learn from what we did and see if we can tweak it up and make it better for the future. But I'm mad keen to have these guys back. And if you might have heard, and you will hear from other team captains during the weekend, they love racing there because the wind is fairly constant.
Yeah, no, the drivers I've spoken to have echoed those comments, absolutely. How much benefit does Sail GP bring to Christchurch?
Well, I've heard all sorts of numbers, but the number I'm sort of mainly hearing is $4 million over 3 days, 4 days. So any dollar we get from this is a dollar we never had. So, but it's mainly the excitement and the fever pitch sporting mad nutters like myself who is going over there this afternoon to enjoy the spectacle, because it's the world coming to our doorstep.
Indeed. All right, so just to circle back to the start then, you're confident, Phil, that these issues that Sir Russell talked about can be ironed out, and that this won't be the last time we see Sail GP in your city?
I'll be working extremely hard, along with the team from Christchurch NZ and everyone else that's involved, to see if we can come to a happy conclusion. I'm sure we will.
Great to chat to you, Phil. Thanks for taking our call this afternoon, and enjoy the weekend. I know all the 22,000 who have bought tickets are very much looking forward to it. Look forward to seeing you around the village later on this afternoon.
Thank you, mate. I might call and say good day.
Do that, Phil. You'd be welcome. You'd be welcome to come and say good day. Thanks indeed. Phil Major, Mayor of Christchurch. 0800 80 10 80. He talked to Sir Russell Coutts about some minority groups which are making things very, very difficult, and also alluded to the fact that often these days in New Zealand, a small group of people make things difficult for a much larger group of people. 0800 80 10 80 if you've got any views on that. Sir Russell Coutts, incidentally, is our guest after midday tomorrow, so keen to hear more about exactly who these groups are and how big an impediment they might be.
For more from Weekend Sport with Jason Pine, listen live to News Talk ZB weekends from midday, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.